Thank you very much indeed, Madam Mayor, and thank you to Council Nixon for that. What the amendment does is to amend the wording for the final paragraph of the urgent motion calling on the Mayor of London to have regard to this event before finalising his plan for line station closures, rather than urgently reconsider. And we've accepted that amendment. Madam Mayor, I've already spoken about this incident. I'll keep my remarks fairly brief, but I think it is important to know that the loss of Walworth Town Hall really has been felt across this borough by many people, and many people who have strong attachment to it as a building, not the least of which the museum staff and those who regularly visit the museum. But of course we shouldn't forget that Walworth Town Hall is a place where many people have married over the years. Our very own dear Councillor Lorraine Boulder was married there just a few years ago. 40 years ago, not possible. Ken Hayes, the Secretary of the Civic Association, was telling us last night that he was married there. So for many people, it holds a very particular attachment. Obviously, we want to see, I'm sure all of us want to see this building back in civic use as soon as possible. It was always intended that Walworth Town Hall would be at the heart of the regeneration of Elphinstone Castle, at the heart of the regeneration of the Hayden. If you've ever seen any of the images, Walworth Town Hall is there playing a key part, a link between old and new Walworth. This gives us an opportunity to bring forward, I suppose, the discussions about how this building may play that role in civic life of the borough in the future. One has ideas about how it might be used as an entire building in the future in a way that it hasn't been actually for very many years. And I think it would be very interesting in the future to see what architects can come forward with in order that we have a museum where we have a very usable civic space. Maybe even we might have meetings of a assembly in that building in the future. Who knows? I don't want to forget that conversation. I think we do need to speak to the community and ask people what they want to see. First and foremost, we need to see what condition this building is in and what can be done with it in future. But I do think that this does give us an opportunity for that conversation, even though in such shabby circumstances. I've paid tribute to the fire brigade and their brilliant work on Monday through Tuesday and today. It was such an amazing operation. Anyone again can pass by on that day to see the fire service performing their duties. And I know but for the work of the fire brigade on that day, on Monday, we could have seen the loss of an Innington Library as well. It was a very difficult fire to deal with because it was within the roof structure, and it was a very almost impenetrable roof. And the fire brigade had to break through at the section closest to Innington Library in order to prevent the spread of the fire into Innington Library. So we could have been looking at a fire which could have not just one, but two or more important civic buildings in our borough's history. So I do want to thank the fire brigade. But the point about the final paragraph of this motion, and it's important to note, six of the fire engines which were on scene during Monday and Tuesday are due to be lost under the Mayor's current proposals. The first fire engine that was on scene was the fire engine at Southwark Fire Station, the fire station which we are due to lose under the Mayor's current proposals. And indeed, engines from four stations, which are due for closure, were on the scene dealing with this fire on Monday through Tuesday. And I do think it's important, given the nature of this fire, given the brilliant work which prevented its spread, that the Mayor does have to reconsider his current proposals. And he does have to provide genuine reassurance that if a fire like this happens again in our borough, there will be the facilities, the engines, the men, the wherewithal to deal with in the future. So I do obviously move this motion. I hope that all members, I expect all members will support it, but I do urge the Mayor to reconsider.
Thank you, Councillor, and then just on my second motion. Thank you very much, Madam Mayor, and thank you to Council for accepting this late urgent motion, and thank you to Peter for proposing it. It seems to me that when there is a crisis, the cliche is that people come together, and I think it's particularly fitting that we're coming together in a cross-party way about this, and I thank colleagues for that. I never fail to be amazed by how impressive emergency services in this country are. I think we're so lucky and we take them so for granted. And it's really important that tonight we recognise the way our fire and police officers and our council officers do not put themselves first. They absolutely believe in public service, and they do that without worrying about their own safety, but worrying about the good of the borough and the citizens in it. And I pay tribute to them and I thank them from the bottom of my heart. I am also very thankful that no one's hurt. And again, it's a tribute to those fantastic emergency services that is the case. One thing that always strikes me about Southwark is how much people care about local history and heritage. In quite a weird way, because it's a borough with lots of challenges and, you know, lots of things to worry about, like poverty and housing and education. But actually, local history is what binds our community together. It's something that people feel incredibly passionate about. And that's what makes the events this week even more tragic. Councillors are right to point out the role that this building had in a wider regeneration scheme, that actually, when you're seeing lots of development in an area, it's really important to hold on to those things that kind of ground you, and that where you have memories and experiences. And I certainly was talking to a lady that evening who'd been married in the town hall there. So that's one of the reasons this motion calls for a community conversation, a space for the community to come and share what they know about the building. And it's not saying that, you know, the building's gone and anything like that, but it's just about saying that this is what it means to us, this is why it's important to us. And that's very much part of the past and the present and the future. The point about the fire stations is really, really key, and as Councillor Wingfield also touched on, this borough very sadly knows about fire and knows about how important our local fire services are, and I cannot understand why the Mayor of London thinks the council tax cut is more important than keeping those fire stations open. We absolutely need to make a case to him. We need to do that in a cross-party way. We need to forget about party politics for once, because this is so much more important. Thank you, Madam Mayor. Thank you. I've got a suggestion. I think because everybody's so skimmer about what's happening, I think we should have a clean-up day, and all councillors should turn up for this clean-up day with members of the public and an historian who knows where the sensitive things are, and they will guide us through the clean-up day. I've got several people that have indicated to speak, and I will now take Councillor Livingstone.
Thank you, Madam Mayor. I think this has clearly been a great tragedy for our borough, what has happened at Walworth Town Hall, and clearly one of the jobs that I'll be taking forward in the next 2 months is to work out how we can find a future for this building, what we need to do, what we need to be doing within the council's tactical programme to find ways that we can bring life back to this building and ensure that it keeps its central role, I think, in the community Walworth and surrounding area. I think that was other people said it was particularly important in the regeneration of the Haygate area. I just wanted to add to the thanks other people have made to the fire brigade and to our council officers who did such a fantastic job on Monday trying to keep what we have managed to keep there, keeping rescuing so much of the collection, preventing the fire spreading to the library. There were 120 fire officers involved on Monday. It was a huge number. 20 different engines from different parts of London came on site to play an important role. And as Peter said earlier, of those 20, 6 of those appliances are due to be removed in actually a fairly short time. So I think it's very important we do look at this motion, and I'm very much focused on that last paragraph. Sublux is the first engine to arrive on site, which will be going as part of the mayor's proposals. We'll be losing one of the two engines, Hector, which I think, as we all know from Councillor Wingfield's comments earlier out Lacknell, but also the fire of Sumner Road. Some of the real challenges are around Peckham and why there may be some real problems with that. Just along the road from there, New Cross is also due to close as well. These are going to have, I think, a really serious implication for us in this borough in terms of our fire safety. I think it's incumbent on us all to make a point. For me, I think one of the problems with the Mayor's approach is not only the fact that, as Councillor Al-Samari rightly said, for the £3 we're going to get off our council tax bills, I think most people would rather keep fire stations. All the fire station cuts are in inner London. It seems as if they've been particularly concentrated in our part of London. But I think it's also worth stating that I think the Mayor's analysis has been flawed. His approach is to look at how long it will take two engines to arrive at any one site. Well, that might work if you're in suburban outer London where you have two stories detached buildings, detached and semi-detached buildings. It does not work when you have tower blocks like we have here. And I know even a very minor fire like the one we had at Bradman a few weeks ago, it took four engines to turn up there to deal with what was a very minor fire. We need to keep in mind that where we have high-rise buildings such as in Southwark, we need a different standard, and that's the point we all need to be making to the Mayor.
Thank you, Madam Mayor. I'm delighted to support this motion. I feel extremely strongly, as I think most, if not all, colleagues across the chamber will, that the Mayor's plans for fire stations across London are really verging on insanity. It's something that scrutiny committees across London are looking at. It's something we're going to be looking at in Southwark at the request of the Leader Chief Executive, and we're very happy to do that. It's an issue that Labour and Liberal Democrats, members at different levels of government across London, have been in agreement with for a number of months now, campaigning against. And if we ever needed a better example of why the buffoon in City Hall has the insane plans and why they're not acceptable, then Monday's events give us a very clear reminder. I just want to say a couple of things about how very sad I know I feel, and lots of colleagues around the chamber do, and Walworth residents do, about the terrible events on Monday. And mind that, given Councillor Wingfield's comments earlier on, I don't want to pretend that losing things and buildings and stuff comes anywhere close to losing real human beings. It's a completely different category of grimness. But nonetheless, to lose those lovely buildings and to lose what actually is a fantastic collection of really irreplaceable, really priceless objects from the Kinney Museum is really gutting, actually, for those of us who care about Walworth and live in Walworth. We're not so blessed with lovely, interesting historic buildings that we can afford to lose those. And we all know the numbers of people who use the library, and I'm delighted, obviously, that it sounds as though the library is going to be salvageable in pretty much its current form. We know masses of people, kids, old people, people of all ages, for decades have used and loved the library. So they're precious buildings in our community. A few years ago, I had a look around the Kinney Museum, a sort of perk of being a councillor on the exec at the time. And I had no idea what an amazing ethnographic collection it had. In the basement at that time were thousands of artefacts that Captain Cook had brought back from his trip to Polynesia in the 18th century. I mean, these are things of like vast importance, not just to people in Southwark, but to Britain and across the world. History is important, stuff is important. We learn about ourselves, we learn our identity, we formulate thoughts and ideas a lot of time by looking at stuff and how people lived in the past. And in a mixed borough like ours, a very cosmopolitan borough like ours, I really, really hope that we manage to salvage as many parts of that collection as possible. So I just wanted to say that, and I hope that the council will be able to perhaps rebuild behind the existing facade if that's salvageable, because I think that would do something to boost the morale of people in the borough. Thanks. Councillor Williams.
Thank you, Madam Mayor. I'd just like to echo the comments made by all the councillors this evening, and also to thank the women of the London Fire Brigade for their sterling work over the past few days. As has already been said by members, the incident on Monday really does highlight the importance of our fire and rescue services and the current network of cover that we have in London, and the real need to maintain that level of cover that we have in London. Heard from Councillor John and Councillor Livingston that six of the 20 firefighters that attended are going to be cut, and four of the 16 stations that they were deployed from are due to be lost as well. And as Councillor Livingston said, we're going to lose the second fire appliance in Peckham, which borders on my ward. And in the future, if the mayor's got the plan to go ahead, it's quite likely that Peckham will be lost altogether in the future. And it's, as Councillor Livingston also said, it's about attendance times, it's not just about the first and second appliances, it's about the third, fourth, fifth appliance attendance times. And also as well, within the Mayor's draft London Fire Safety Plan number 5, as the cuts document is formally known, it says that, you know, all first and second appliances will still reach attendance times within 6 and 8 minutes respectively. But the fact of the matter is, when you've got high-rise blocks and you've got large sites such as the fire on Monday, it's not when you turn up to the incident, you don't start attacking the fire instantly. It can take a certain amount of time before that begins, so it's even more important that we get the units on those quickly as possible. And indeed, the intensity and the size of the fire can quadruple within 2 minutes. So it's even more important that we maintain the cover that we've got. Now, in February, March of this year, as I'm sure colleagues are aware, the London Assembly laid the order on that green route, presented the Mayor with a costed plan to keep open all of the fire stations, all of the fire appliances, and the vast majority of the 525 fires that are due to be cut in the next year as well. And I just urge all members of all sides and all residents that are here this evening to respond to the Mayor's consultation. It runs until the 3rd of June. All the details are on the London Fire Brigade website. And there's going to be an event in Southwark next month at City Hall, which I urge members of all parties and members of the public to attend and tell the Mayor just what we think about his plans to fire and rescue services and how important it is that we maintain current levels of cover and give the brave men and women of our fire service the tools and equipment and resources they need to do the job, because they really are the ultimate insurance policy for London. Thank you, Madam Mayor.
Thank you. I've got several people who came to speak, but the way this debate is going, because we're all in agreement, and the person that we need to challenge on Energy Act is not here, I think we should try not to repeat what each of you is saying and make a deputation to challenge a person we need the information to get to, and we all come together and unite as one suburb to get what we need. So I'm going to ask people to speak, but please try to... So I've got Councillor Garvey.
Thank you, Madam Mayor. I think on that point we'll move procedural matters and to move to the vote.
All those in favour? Thank you. The late motion is so the all those in favour of the late motion? Thank you. That motion is carried. Thank you very much.